I'm Lee McGraw. I'm from Cremorne. I'm 14 years old. Yeah, we're going playing in Tyrconnell Gales ground, which we're very fortunate to let them have us host us. We're playing Tyrconnell Gales, Columbkills, Parnells, Tiaras and Kiernan's.
Are you looking forward to it?
I really am. I think the whole squad is definitely looking forward to this. We've been anxious all week waiting for this moment to head off, and we're very excited.
What was the reaction when you heard that this trip was coming about from Kerry Airport?
Originally, we were thinking, it'll never happen. But eventually, we did fundraising. We got sponsorship cards, and we went around our neighbours and collecting money. We went to Super Value to collect money there as well. And bit by bit, we were able to make this trip happen. And we're very lucky for our sponsors as well to help pitch in some money.
Cahill, I'm 13, I'm from Glenbeigh.
So you're looking forward to this trip, first of all?
Yeah, very.
What position do you normally play in?
Wing forward.
And describe last season for me that led to this big trip happening.
Well, we lost our first final and then we kind of won everything else more or less after that.
What are you expecting now from this trip?
I say we'll just win a lot of more games over there. And
my name is Liam O'Sullivan. I'm 13 and I'm from Cremorne.
So here you are, kitted out head to toe in the Glenbeigh Glencar gear. What was it like meeting Paddy Clifford, the Kerry captain, today?
Good. He's very cool.
What was your reaction when you heard that you were going to get to meet him and that he might be signing some jerseys?
I was excited and I have my Kerry jersey brought, so I was happy.
What do you know about the teams that you're going to be playing now in the UK?
I heard we're going teaching all the London people how to play football properly.
Do you feel that you're not just representing Kerry but you're representing Ireland on an international stage?
Yeah, it'll be kind of good because there's a good few teams, so it'll be... I think we're playing four games, so it's very good.
I'm Dara O'Connor. I'm 14 and I'm from Glenbeigh.
And what position do you play in, Dara?
Usually fullback.
You would be tasked with maybe marking the likes of a David Clifford of the future then, is it? What's it like trying to keep the forwards at bay?
It's hard enough, but it's okay.
Do you think you did your job well last year, considering you won so many competitions?
Yeah, I did all right, sure. We all put in a shift and we all helped each other and played as a team and we won it together.
How significant is it that you've got this sort of trip coming out of Kerry Airport to go over to the UK? I'm sure a lot of other clubs at your age in the county would be fairly envious of that, would they?
Yeah, we're very lucky. We're very lucky to have this opportunity and we're lucky that our coaches got us here and helped us and we got all the sponsorship and that's what got us here.
Tony O'Sullivan, under 13 coach with the GGC.
So tell me, we've got a massive group of lads heading out of Kerry Airport to go and represent their clubs, the county, the country in a blitz. How did this all come about?
I suppose we had a very good year last year in all tournaments we were participating in, and I suppose we kind of set targets with the lads at the start of the year. We kind of sponsored jerseys for them at the start of the year, and at training one night it was mentioned that the jerseys were nice, and I said, look, if they win the Mid-Kerry Championship, they can get to keep the jerseys. And I suppose that was kind of their reward for doing what they did. Lo and behold, they did. But the A team and the B team won the Mid-Kerry Championship, so we had to get another set to make sure that everybody had it. And then we had to get a third set to replace the original set that we had. But such is life. But after that, we kind of were celebrating the Mid-Kerry, and we decided that we'd come up with something else for the lads to do, or bringing them on a bus trip or doing something else. But as the celebrations continued in Jack's, the whole thing evolved really, and it became a take on London. And so we decided then to try and see could we do something with a couple of London teams and try and get a trip away for the lads and make a bigger, stronger weekend of it.
It's like a Leonard Cohen song. First we take Manhattan, then we'll take Berlin. Yeah. So in organising the event then, because obviously they're all here, they're all kitted out, they're ready to go, a lot of logistics involved.
Yeah, there was a pile of logistics involved, and I suppose we kind of built a good team around us. We got a good fundraising group together. We got a lot of the parents involved. We kind of spoke to all the children themselves. The lads got them on board as to how we wanted to go about the fundraising. Kind of emphasised really that we didn't want to put any onus on parents and get it as cheap as possible. So to be honest, most of the young lads done their part in sponsoring and getting sponsorship cards, raising funds, etc. Local businesses were excellent. You know, we done various nights. We done hamper nights, pamper prizes, bingo nights, loads of different events. Everybody contributed. Local businesses, like, they were brilliant. You know, everybody kept stumping up, really. And I suppose this testament to even the parents. Everybody bought into this. You know, we're all behind it. And it, I suppose collectively as a team, that's the way we focus on everything. That everybody is the one and we're all together. And I think that's the way we approach this trip. And I think that's why it's been so successful in getting there.
The actual competition itself then... Is it a bit like a jersey for everyone in the audience? There will be a prize for pretty much everyone there. What format is it taking?
I suppose we looked at the format, and Gavin is kind of one of the other coaches, and Kevin and Brian Keary were also involved, and we looked at what way to format it, really, and we kind of have the numbers to be able to facilitate two teams. So we've done it like a super touch football scenario, you know, something like the under-15s failure from last year. So that's the way we're trying to run off the blitz, so that everybody will get good competitive time. And we're bringing three prizes with us, so that we're going to have maybe three kind of semi or finals, and each team will get a reward coming home, you know. But we want the top one, obviously.
My name's Ola O'Connor and my son is Dara O'Connor, who's 13.
What was your reaction? Obviously it was a great year last year for GGC, but then to top it all off, you're met with a proposal to go to the UK, to London, yeah, with all the boys.
Yeah.
What's your initial thought when you hear that?
Yeah, so actually I was very excited. You may notice I'm from London. So for me, I was really excited. Great opportunity for the lads, but also a great experience for them to enjoy it. A great reward. But I was a little bit concerned, thinking, how are we going to get there? What's the logistics? What are we going to do? How are we going to raise all the money? We got together a fundraising team, which I was part of. We made a huge amount locally from all of our sponsors. So thank you to all of our sponsors who have contributed, but also to all of the parents who really made a great contribution, but also bringing their lads here, getting them ready, getting them set up, preparing them, telling them to behave, giving them a couple of warnings before they got on the coach today. So really excited. I think, as I said, it's a great experience and great opportunity for 13, 14 and 15 year olds.
The fact that they're going to be wearing the club colours on an international stage, and, you know, that's not something people get to do very often. What's the excitement been like building up to this?
Yeah, great excitement. And actually, I met a parent this morning. They said their son couldn't sleep last night. They were just ecstatic, really excited. So for some of the boys, they haven't been to London before, so it's the first time that they'll experience that. For some others, they've got family there, they've got friends there that will be coming to support us on Saturday. So all the support is more than welcome at Tir Conor Girls. So we look forward to seeing everybody and having the matches on Saturday.
There are two major pluses to this. One, the convenience that you're leaving from practically your front door, as in Kerry Airport, and coming back in. So that makes it logistically easier, I presume. And secondly, the Kerry captain was here to sign jerseys and see the lads off.
Yeah, that was amazing. And at the end, actually, Pordy did ask the lads, have they got any questions they want to ask? I was surprised. None of them asked them about what does he do to prep for a big match. All of the questions were, do you watch the Super Bowl? What's your favourite soccer team? Another one was, who's the strongest Kerry player? So, yeah, all questions not related to football. So a little bit surprising, but I'm sure they really enjoyed that conversation and the opportunity to ask questions.
Were they starstruck?
They were a bit at first. They were a bit quiet. We had to get the coaches to say any questions. But once they got started, they really enjoyed it.